from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Is Pittsburgh getting over the hump and getting BA, or are the Niners going to somehow pull him back into the fray?
Well, let's take some calls, but I'll say this. Maybe the 49ers have messed this whole summer up, messed this situation up. You could argue that, but I will say this. I don't think they're going to double down on dumb. So being in a hurry, if you're the 49ers, is something that I don't think that they will do. I don't think that they're, you know what I mean? Like, we act like everything's just hunky-dory for Brandon if we get this deal done. Tick-tock, tick-tock.
Totally.
Do you know the new system? I'm sorry, have you met the new quarterback? Tick-tock, tick-tock. You got a game in 4.5 weeks. Are you ready for it? Do you even know what jersey, what number you wear?
What city that
you
train in?
Where do
you
live?
Yeah.
Like, do you tick-tock?
Well, especially if they're not getting any players back. If the reports are true that Pittsburgh's package... Pause.
That was a good pause.
Thank you. If Pittsburgh's only sending picks back, then
pause,
if you're the Niners,
pause.
You could wait until the end of August. If you're only getting picks back and you're not getting a player...
Well, I don't think they'll do that either.
I'm just saying.
Maybe there's a third team that gets involved.
If that is the theoretical amount of stuff that's coming back, then you're in no rush if you're the Niners.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Okay, 888-957-9570. Your move, Niners. What would you do? I would call Brandon's agent and simply say three words. We're done here. And that's it. And now the ball's in Ayuk's court. But we're not talking to Pittsburgh and Washington. We're just talking about your hotel room. You want to be there or you want to be here? Those are your two options. What would you do? Malcolm in Santa Clara. Hey, Malcolm, thank you for calling. What's up?
Oh, I'm so happy to call you guys. Number one, you have a great show.
Thank you.
Number two, I just came back from the training camp. And no Ayuk, no. I'm 73 years old. I've been going to the games for 42 years, and I've only missed 8 games. And
look at you.
Yes, I'm very excited about the season coming up. I'm disappointed. There was rumors. I know Mike Mayock, and I asked him, and he couldn't give me any results. He couldn't give me any definitive what's going on.
That's sneaky Mayock. He wouldn't spill the beans to you, Malcolm?
No, and not only that, Brent Jones spoke to the... It was an event for ALS.
Oh.
For Dwight Clark, and... John Lynch spoke to the audience, and so did the owner.
Jed York.
Jed York. Malcolm. You were out there as a fan or like an invited guest today?
Yes. No. As a fan, I was not in the VIP, but my representative met me and took me over to the which I belong, and all these years. You know, we go to the games and they don't give us anything on the way in. They don't give anything away during the season.
Yep.
So it's very sad what's going on, and the money has, I don't know where the money is going, but I missed Candlestick. I was 10 minutes away. I could drive. We park in the tunnel.
Yeah, it's a haul. It's a haul now. If you don't live in the South Bay, it's a haul.
Yeah, boy.
I know. And my wife, she's sitting here. She complains every time it's 37.6. But we go to the tailgate in Blue Lot 1, and we have a ball. In fact, last year, believe it or not, I was in a rap video. Not really, but...
Man, Malcolm, you're dropping a lot of different things here, man. This is you're pretty impressive. What do you think though about the whole Aiyuk deal?
I think it's terrible. In fact, last year I just happened to be on the sidelines, and he came over and I had a little mini helmet. He says, "I'm sorry, I don't sign helmets," and I go, "Really? You know?" So that's the story on these buggers.
And, did he answer why? Why doesn't he sign mini helmets?
I don't know. I think they have some kind of a deal.
Oh, yeah,
like
maybe.
They don't do helmets, or they've got contracts and things like that. But I remember the good old days in Candlestick when it was real football.
Malcolm, thank you so much. I mean, my God, you sound like you've had quite a day.
Yeah.
He met everybody. He's been on the sideline. He grilled Matt Maiocco.
Or Mike. One of them.
Maybe that's why he didn't get the answer. He went to Mike Maiocco, yeah. And Mike's like, "I don't work here."
Maiocco is... That's probably a two, but
close.
Today is Dwight close. Clark Day.
It's Dwight Clark Day. It's 8-7. Yeah.
So there you go. And that's what he was referring to, being out there today with many fans who have been afflicted by ALS. So pretty neat scene, special day out there at Niners camp. But unfortunately, that doesn't grab the headlines, Mark.
Not quite. Nope. Not quite. Quentin in Louisville is up next. Hi, Quentin. Thanks for calling.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, I just want to let you know, I listen to you guys and other Bay Area channels through YouTube and iHeartRadio and all that stuff. And I've been a diehard Niner fan for more than half my life. Here's my whole take on the Aiyuk situation. I think they should have seen this coming based off of how his behavior was, you know, like literally after the game, after the Super Bowl. I mean, the cryptic tweets, remember how you got here, and then the family members chiming in and stuff. And by the time we get to locker cleanout day, I mean, he's standing there bawling. The reporters are having to ask him about, you know, hey, do you feel like this is your last game here? And he was choked up and stuff. He was emotional, but it's like he really didn't give a good answer. And it's like, you know, why is this even about, you know, you being here in the future? We just lost another Super Bowl. You know what I mean? And I just think they should have foreseen this. I mean, I think at some point they should have maybe called a meeting with Brandon and his agent and been like, look, do you want to be here? If you don't want to be here, then, you know, hey, you know, this before the draft, where they could have, you know, got ahead of this stuff, you know, but it kind of makes me wonder, did Shanahan, you know, have a feeling that this was going to happen? I mean, I didn't see them drafting a wide receiver. I mean, I think all the talk was, you know, offensive linemen, defensive linemen, you know, they were naming other players that they were projected to take, but, you know, they ended up taking Pearsall. So it's like, did they do that as like a backup plan? I mean, you know, but,
well,
yeah,
I mean, Quentin, I'll answer that. I don't think they did that as a backup plan. I don't think you use first round picks as a backup plan. I think that was plan A. So, you know, to me, and thank you, Quentin, so much for listening and for calling.
Yeah.
You use your first-round pick on what you're planning to do next. And so the second Ricky Pearsall's name gets announced, I think that was immediately the last clue, not the first clue. The first clue was all the buzz leading up to the draft, but that was the last clue. The Brandon Aiyuk and Deebo Samuel were not going to be together again on the 49ers after this year.
No doubt.
I didn't think it would happen this quickly.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
But Quentin makes a good point about the early signs, like right after the Super Bowl, where he's, you know, he's already clamoring for the deal, and then the cryptic stuff, and you mentioned the visit to Levi's, let me in, and all the other things that have gone on. And, you know, it just makes you wonder if he got a reported 29 or 30 million from the Patriots and he still said no. Maybe he has an outsized sense of self that isn't matching up with how the Niners are perceiving him.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I the only one that matters on this when all of us talk about it and we don't know the man is trying to assess the way the Niners feel about it. And I can only guess this because I caught that too. Like what he's talking about there I think is a really good point. When the Niners lose the Super Bowl, everybody in that organization is crushed. Like, you're emotionally crushed. So I have no problem with Brandon Ayuk being in his locker and being crushed. However, when the next day, 24 hours later, you and your girlfriend use that as an opportunity to immediately go on social media and start the process of pinning the team publicly, again, if you do that in April,
sure,
if you
even
do
March,
that in
yeah.
May,
I
June,
yep.
Okay. 24 hours after everyone's cleaning out their locker, a sullen space, and you're in your car, I would guess, I don't know, I would guess that the front office did not like that.
Well, how would you receive that?
I would be furious.
Right.
I'd be like, can you give us a minute?
Your kid's got a birthday in July, and you unload an unbelievable gift, and 2 days later, what are you getting me for Christmas? It's like, I just dropped $700 on you.
Bro.
Trust me.
Yeah.
I got kids.
Yeah.
And that happens once in my family.
You know what? You can spin this right back around on the players, and this is in all pro sports. There's what is called, the media knows this, there's a cooling off period.
Yep.
Like, we don't get to wait at lockers as they come into the locker room. Why? Because they need to cool off. They might have just lost a heartbreaker in overtime. You need 10 or 15 minutes at minimum. I don't know. Go take a shower, get in the cold tub. I don't know. Just splash some water on your face. Do something. Calm down. Relax. And then you can handle annoying people like us with microphones. Oh, what happened out there?
That we drop, don't... third and five in the fourth down. Like, what happened now on that play? You fumbled at the goal line.
What
walk
happened?
Us through it. You know? It's like...
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
So but he didn't give the Niners that. There's no cooling off period. You
good
lost
point.
The Super Bowl, and I'm on social media 24 hours later being, where's mine? Hey, probably didn't land well.
And,
it is my guess.
And this is from a player who's had a little bit of an on-again, off-again relationship with Kyle Shanahan. You know, the famous talk about a doghouse, and it seems like they haven't always seen eye to eye on various things
correct.
Throughout his career.
Absolutely. Absolutely right. Geronimo in the city, next up on Willard and Dibs. Hey, Geronimo, what's up?
How you doing, guys? I'm a big fan. I think it's my second time calling. I'm from San Francisco, but I have a small coffee shop in a winery in Rodeo, California.
Oh, hey. Now you're really starting to speak some words.
I will definitely have to get you guys out there one time. But
I
want to tap in just a little bit about what the 49ers should do. And I would say four words to them. See you week one. You know, he has...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
made a steady improvement every year. And quite honestly, that was the expectation of the 49ers. He hasn't outperformed his contract. They expected him to gradually get better each year to become that wide receiver that we really haven't had in a long time since T.O. left, that kind of star wide receiver. But we also have a lot of other star components that make our operations work. You know, football and sports is kind of like the military. I used to be in the Navy for, you know, numerous years. And, you know, yes, you're not under control, but at the same time, what is like the military is you're part of a team. You're part of one goal. You're part of one movement. And when the cogs don't fit all the time, that's a problem. It seems as if Brandon's IU's issue with Kyle, maybe the team, has mostly been about his professionalism over his tenure in the 49ers. And maybe that's what's really showing now. And that's the part that the fans didn't get to know. So I would make him play it out. I mean, he really, if he wants to show and prove it, this is the year to do it. If he would have won the Super Bowl, we would have paid him. So now it's time to just show and prove. So I say, you know, man, play your year out. Hopefully you have a great year and we'll be glad to pay you whatever you want to pay, whatever you want us to pay you. But just play this year out.
Yeah. And Geronimo, like, to me, the only reason I've arrived at that same opinion as well is not just because the 49ers can do that. Like, yeah, I get it. He wants an extension and he's eligible for one. And football is dangerous and brutal. And so should he step on the field again without an extension? If his answer's no, I support that. Where Brandon loses me is when you say to the Niners, if you won't pay me, you need to find someone who will. And then the Niners do. And you say, no, I don't want to go there. Brandon seems to believe that he can leverage this situation into free agency, and he can't unless the Niners choose to let him.
Well, they have so far.
Not really.
Well, this to is the just, extent that this is a thing.
But it's just Twitter.
But it's actually happening.
We don't know that.
Do you believe that teams are in communication with the Niners about acquiring Brandon Ayuk?
I have no problem with that. I have a problem with
that's
only,
happening.
But I have a problem if it's only the Steelers because he doesn't want to go to any of the other places.
Well, there's a problem with all of it. The fact that this is even happening in August when you should be focused on this year's team, that's the problem.
Sure.
And they didn't have to allow it to get to this point, but they did. So I don't agree with Geronimo that you can just suddenly now stop the process and say, see you week one. You
Why
can
not?
Do that.
Why not?
But he's not going to show up on week one.
Sure
or he is going to show up, but he's either not going to play or he's going to continue to make this a problem. You've gotten to this point because this is clearly a problem behind the scenes. You wouldn't be talking to any other team unless this had become a problem behind closed doors.
Understood. But what I still maintain is that the clock is much more on the 49ers side than Brandon's. If you do play this out, it's a net negative for everyone. It already is. Hell, this is just a bad situation for everybody. But if this gets to week one and everybody's still mad at each other, Brandon doesn't want to play, who suffers more? The 49ers, who have to play without Brandon Ayuk, or Brandon, who has cratered his future? I would argue there's a lot more to lose for Brandon than there is for the 49ers. The 49ers are essentially already saying, potentially, we're ready to sign up for life without Brandon Ayuk. But if Brandon doesn't have football, if Brandon doesn't go play and play well this year, he has destroyed $100 million.
Maybe temporarily. It probably doesn't come. He probably doesn't get $30 million a year at the end of a year that he doesn't necessarily play. Or, you know, maybe he plays a little bit. Who knows how he goes about it. But I would imagine that if he doesn't get traded and he says, I won't practice till I get my 14.1, he's going to continue to show up. And then the team will have to decide what they do with him. And if you don't practice during the week, you're not going to play.
Yeah,
so now the team's not going to play him. And so now you've got a $14 million receiver, your best receiver, arguably, who is just not going to play. And you've got an injured first-round draft pick in Ricky Pearsall, a guy who has been unable to string together practices. And then what else do you have out there on your receiver corps?
Yeah.
You got a lot of question marks.
Of course.
His value would crater. It would plummet. But your season for the 49ers would also crater.
I don't agree with that.
Barring you get some crazy contribution from an unknown wide receiver.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, right now, they're already signing up. If you believe the reports, they're already signing up for life without Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's anything that suggests that during Kyle Shanahan's tenure, if there's no Brandon, that means the Niners are just turnkey. Now they're not good. That's not the case.
Did you guys see the Niners are working out veteran wide receiver Robbie Chosen Anderson?
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm super there, down on that, by the way.
Yeah.
By the way, I think that's for Brandon. That's just a, hey, Brandon, you want to walk around on the field? Guess what? Someone else is walking around on the field.
Okay.
Your replacement.
Yeah, I'm sure he's real threatened by that.
He should be.
I mean,
he's got so much more on the line than the Niners do.
He's got a lot on the line, but at the same time, he's not, it seems like he's not going to cave in and just return to practice because the Niners aren't going to trade him.
Maybe not.
He's pretty dug in on it, and the 49ers are surprised. I think you and I are also surprised because we were talking about the old Steve Wilkes soundbite of, I can honestly say I'm sort of built for this. And we didn't think that Brandon was sort of built for this, and he seems to be more built for it than we thought.
Well, I can
that,
honestly say I'm sort of built for
that,
this.
That depends on how that. How you translate it. I mean, you could say he's built for this because he's got a little bit more stick-to-itiveness than we thought. But, boy, there's a fine line between stick-to-itiveness and misplaying the situation.
Well, he's got the 49ers out there running around talking trade with other teams when I'm sure the 49ers don't want to be doing this.
According to sources.
Right.
And, by the way, speaking of him,
Do you doubt any of these sources?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. With all of my being, I doubt everything that I'm seeing on social media.
So various like Matt Maiocas and Silvers. Those are sources. Those are guys reporting that, you know, they're talking to teams about trades.
And you've never seen any of them say that a deal is in place and this is about to happen.
I'm not saying about a deal in place. I'm just saying the fact that they're talking to teams about trades.
I think everybody talks to everybody all the time in the NFL.
Probably not in August.
The idea that the Niners are about to blink. Well, let's go to our guy. He's recording his story. Here's Adam Schefter.
We got some fresh Schefter, right?
Fresh Schefter.
Okay.
Frefter, just an hour ago.
There are teams out there that are willing to compensate the 49ers to their satisfaction, but that's not where Brandon Ayuk would like to go. And there are teams that are willing to make Brandon Ayuk happy, but it's not what the 49ers are getting back in return that would make them happy. So I think when you step back and assess the situation, a lot of people around the league believe that the 49ers are not going to be in any rush here to make a move, despite the fact that everybody's waiting for a breathless update, waiting to see when and if Brandon Ayuk will be traded. He might be, and he might be soon, but they are not rushing into anything right now. They're going to take their time, be deliberate, and see what's out there before they make any move at all, because they do know that they would be moving on from a very good wide receiver.
No rush.
Yeah, no rush.
And I don't think they're going to blink. You're going to have to compensate the 49ers. Again, I already said it yesterday, and I agree. I think trading Brandon's a mistake. I think the fact that this is happening in August is already a miscalculation. But if you're going to do it, I certainly don't think they're going to do it for a bad deal. They can't be that desperate to get Brandon Ayuk out of the building. That makes no sense.
Right. There's desperate and then there's motivated. So you can pick whatever term you want. It's clear that this situation has become annoying at the very least, which is why it's a headline story across all platforms all day. And it's because there's motivation, at least some motivation on both sides. Brandon clearly wants to get paid by the team that he wants to go to. And the 49ers are probably a little exasperated at the fact that even if they did have a deal in place with New England, reportedly, according to sources, and he said, no, I don't want to go there, that would just piss you off even more.
Yeah, yeah.
Which would not make you want to keep Brandon Ayuk even more.
Completely, I agree with you. That's why I would be like, I'm out. I'm out. What do you mean you're not going? I'm out. That's all I would say to Brandon's agent today. Coach Duran in Union City next up on Willard and Dibbs. Hey, Coach, what are you doing?
Hey, Willard and Dibbs, the creme de la creme, the cream of the crop, radio guys. What's up, fellas?
Come on, man. What do you got?
What's up?
All right, well, hey, if I'm Brandon Ayuk, hey, you have to stay. You guys just went to the Super Bowl. Play your chess pieces right on the board. Stay, try to get a new deal done, come back, and it should be interesting for the upcoming season. If he goes to the Washington team or Patriots, no way. Those teams are struggling. So stay with your team. The team should be back in Super Bowl competition for next season. It'll be a positive year for him.
Coach, I in a perfect world, I agree with you and thank you for calling. But that's the area where I won't get on Brandon at all. If your goal as a football player is as much money as possible, I totally get it. I totally get it. If you don't want to compete, like if you're like, I know the Niners will compete for a Super Bowl and the Patriots won't. I get it. All right, what matters to you more? If your answer is the money, you won't hear any criticism from me. But you don't get to have it both ways. You can't say, hey, Niners, you got to give me the money. And then the Niners are like, we can't, but we found someone who will. And they're like, well, no, I don't want to go there. They suck.
Well, maybe you can get it both ways.
You can
ways.
Try, but and again, my, trying, and my so. Answer would be no.
Right, but sorry. That's not necessarily what the answer is going to be. And you keep saying that you can't have it both ways. Well, he obviously thinks that he can have it both ways, which is why he, according to sources, reportedly turned down a upwards of $28, $29, $30 million deal.
He can turn it down, but he can't force a trade unless the Niners do it for him. He can't force their hand.
I know, but he can force them to make moves, and he clearly has done that because they're out there trying to do things that they probably don't want to do, and they're doing that because of him.
They're listening. That's all they're doing. There's no proof that he's gone. He's not gone. If it was that, he'd be gone.
There's no proof that he was offered $30 million from New England.
Well, I mean...
If we want to talk about proof, there's no proof.
I mean, those are... I think there is. Those are pretty firm, high-level reports. Like, the idea of it... There's concepts...
Well, we can pick and choose what...
Well, no,
you know,
some of it's math.
Out there.
Some
right.
of it's math, some of it's concepts. If somebody says, well, it seems like there could be a deal, that's very different than Josina Anderson being like, New England offered X. I believe her. I believe her. She's a great reporter.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.